March Madness. For college basketball players, nothing sweeter. The annual tournament is like the Super Bowl, a chance at greatness and, for some, redemption. WHYY's Aaron Mozell has the story of a Temple University senior who's after both in his final season.
It's a Thursday night home game at the Leah Cora Center on North Broad Street. The score, 0-0. Guard Jesse Morgan raises up from behind the three-point line and buries the shot. The next possession, different spot, same result. Another three, nothing but net.
Jesse Morgan! Houston calls the 30-second timeout.
The Owls win the game 66-54, keeping their season loss column in the single digits and their NCAA tournament hopes alive. Morgan's college basketball career wasn't always this sweet. He's making the most out of a second chance. After graduating from Olney High School in Philadelphia, the now 23-year-old headed to the University of Massachusetts. He sat out during his freshman year at UMass because of academic problems. Once on the court, he was a leading scorer for the Minutemen, averaging 13 points a game in his best season. That's when an ACL tear sidelined him for junior year. And then UMass kicked him out for reasons the university didn't disclose publicly. These days, Morgan doesn't like to talk much about his time in Amherst.
It didn't work out the way I wanted it to, so you know, I came home to play for Temple.
He's happy and grateful he did, even if it meant waiting more than a season to don his number 3 jersey.
It's been easy to play with these guys. They welcome me with open arms.
NCAA rules make all transfers sit out a season before competing for a new school. Morgan was thankful to get back on the court.
It helps me when I'm, you know, feeling down or upset. You always can come here and get some shots that work out. So basketball is a savior for me, and, you know, it helps me keep my composure, and, you know, I can block everything out, and, you know, it's like my best friend, man.
After sitting, he had just one semester of eligibility left. Temple got the NCAA to let Morgan use that now instead of in the fall. It meant missing the first part of the season, but the strategic move left the door open to playing in March Madness if Temple wins a spot in the tournament.
Just to be able to get on the court, you know, is to show people that I take this serious. I take basketball serious, I take college serious, and, you know, I want to do something positive with my life.
Despite, or maybe because of his past, Morgan says he wants to be a role model.
I got nieces and nephews, so I just wanted to, you know, show them that, you know, you can do it. You can do the same things I did. You don't have to be perfect, and, you know, you can do the same things that I've done and do even more.
Morgan has been an important part of Temple's turnaround this season. The Owls were 6-4 through the squad's first 10 games before he started playing. They've gone 16-5 since. As a result, they're on the verge of being selected for the big dance. The 68-team field will be set this Sunday.
My birthday is in March, so, you know, it will be a great birthday gift to be able to play in a conference tournament, play in March, and just, you know, I want it to be a great birthday month for me.
Still, he won't be crushed if it doesn't happen. His college career certainly hasn't turned out the way he pictured it, but it's by no means been a bust. He thinks a pro career is possible. Not so much in the NBA. He's setting his sights on playing in Europe. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.